Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Brought to you by Sky. Brand new Sky original documentary, Murder at the Cottage. Coming soon on Sky.
Today FM.
We've got a big soccer fan on the line because the Euros, of course, are getting down to the last 16s at this stage now. Michael D, Uxaron the Heron, big soccer fan, Galway United and all that. Michael D, are you enjoying the Euros so far?
Yes, I'm very much enjoying the games and the matches.
I see you have a big screen, have you, up there?
I do have a big screen, yes, three times a day. It's a veritable orgy of football. There's a crater in my couch at this stage, and Sweden and Slovakia today, I'm looking forward to that one as well.
So who do you fancy then? Who looks good?
Who do I fancy? Well, the French were quite solid, I found you. The French were quite... Mbappe. Did you see the pace of Mbappe the other night? frightening. Did you see him skinning Hummels?
Yeah.
The spaghetti was hanging out of my mouth watching Mbappe.
The Italians looked good as well, I thought.
The Italians were excellent, yes. It's classic Catenaccio Italian football from the 70s.
Yeah.
You know, wonderful. And your man, the manager, Mancini.
That's right.
I was looking at him the other night. He's a dead ringer for Dickie Rock.
Dickie.
Can you see him?
Yeah, I know. I know what you're saying. Yeah, he does look a bit like...
He was on the sideline. I thought he was going to launch into Georgie Porty or something from the candy store to the corner.
But listen,
I hope it's not a rug he's wearing.
Tantalising stuff, though. England versus Scotland tonight. Where would you stand on that one there? I mean, you visited the Queen over in England, of course, so you're probably an English supporter. You got on great, didn't you?
Well, yes, I did spend some time with Her Majesty, the Queen of England.
Oh, here we go.
She was most accommodating from, you know, one head of state to another, practically, politically, diplomatically, and, you know, the silver salver service was absolutely wonderful.
The doilies.
Of course, in the doilies, in the bone china. But there was a side to England, and London in particular, and, you know, that I saw in the East End, in it, you know, and going around the markets and myself and Sabine, or whatever she calls herself. And, you know, the trouble.
Aaron Doe's.
Having a little butcher's, a little stall on the side of the Frog and Toad, and angling with the orcas in there. You know what? Penny and centre for a bear ale and wickets. I don't have no wonga for that, Sabine.
But listen.
What you make me?
Michael D, what about Scotland? I mean, we Irish people, you included, of course, we've got a lot in common with the Scots, haven't we?
Well, yes, of course, and as a fellow Celt, I feel a great affinity with Scotland. Of course, when Mel Gibson came to Ireland, and we talked a great deal about William Wallace and Bannockburn and Robert the Bruce, and gee, he's a wee great poet, he is, and there's nothing I would rather see than a bunch of wily Scotsmen sticking it to Longshanks tonight for freedom!
Freedom!
It's allowing Gareth Southgate's England to look in as well, so maybe an honourable draw, 1-0.
1-0 draw, maybe, yep.
Accents gnarled there. Please don't stop the music.